RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, hour number two underway. Just walked over to the bullpen area. Ty Guy is out there, manning the ship. He's upset that I won't give him more ham and cheese for his sandwiches. Meanwhile, he's got a whole sandwich left, and he's upset that I won't give him more. And then I saw this big, gigantic dude in the other studio. I was like, that's not Danny. That's not Grant. I walk in, and it's my guy, Kedrick Colston. Uncle Ked. The head coach of Stonebridge, baby. And a former 11-year Washington Redskin. And one of the best dudes that I got to cover and stay in touch with. I love Uncle Ked. It's great to see him. Gave him a big hug. And he is every bit as just cool as the other side of the pillow, as he always was. As he always was. So good to see Uncle Ked in the building. Uncle Ked is what Will Compton used to call him, not what I would call him. But that's what Will Compton always used to call him. Will Compton, who's gone on to bigger and better things like ESPN, Barstool, Bussin' with the Boys. He's an icon. He's a rock star. Now he doesn't even return my calls. He's too big for me. I helped create that guy when he was a rookie, an undrafted rookie out of Nebraska. I made him a monster. And now he doesn't even want to call me back. But Uncle Ked gave me a big hug. So now that makes me happy. Tonight, two of my guys, Sean McVay, Raheem Morris, going at it on Monday Night Football right here on the Team 980, Rams and the Atlanta Falcons. Somebody put this up. I think it was Arush Makazi or whatever his name is, who's based in Vegas. I think he's bounced around to a lot of different places. The Rams were up 30-14 in Seattle a week and a half ago with about 8 minutes left to go in that game. And if they would have held on, they would have won the division and locked up the one seed. And now, by the time tonight happens, they're not even able to get the one seed or the division title because the 49ers and the Seahawks are going to play for it. That's how weird this league is. It's how quick it changes. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to the Mark in Largo show, who I had to utilize because everybody wanted to hear the audio, so I had to expose a little bit. And Mark, I got to say, first of all, you have large onions taking on Coach Sheehan the way you did. Trying to talk smack to Coach Sheehan, but I got to be honest with you, Coach Sheehan put you in your place.
He tried. I give him credit for that.
He tried.
He was wrong as usual. But did you hear what Coach Sheehan said this morning? Coach Sheehan said this morning that if the Falcons win today, they have a good chance of winning the division in the North, depending upon if Tampa Bay if Tampa Bay loses, then they have a chance of winning. I sent him a text saying, this must be nepotism because your son is playing for the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. You must think they're going to win and stuff. So you're going to say whatever you want to say with that. That's fine, well and good.
So you were trying to knock down Coach Sheehan at the knees.
Yeah.
After he brought you down with a bat to your knees on Friday, you were trying to get after him today because his stepson, Kirk Cousins, is playing and still has some remote outside chance.
You know what was sad about that? It wasn't even the fact that he tried to put me in my place. Paulie co-signed on it. I couldn't believe Paulie. When Paulie came up, three callers after me, he co-signed on everything Kevin was saying. I'm like, oh, Paulie, oh, bruh. That I lost total respect for Paulie, man.
So I got to say this. Hearing the audio, okay? Now, Kevin, I think, could have done a better job not getting so snippy with you. I think, okay, but like you were mad at him for mumbling under his, underneath you.
Yeah.
But you do that all the time.
You don't do that.
You do that all the time.
You don't do that.
See, you're doing it right now.
I do that.
You're doing it right now.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. You know what?
You got mad at Kevin for doing what you do. You're doing it again.
Okay. You know what? You know what? You're right. If I do that to everyone out there, all the fans out there, all the listeners, I do apologize for that. I'm not trying to sound like a hypocrite. I didn't know.
Okay.
I honestly didn't know.
Well, I'm trying to help you, and now I'm going to give you the forum, and I'm not going to interrupt you, and I'm not going to mumble under my breath, okay? Go right ahead.
Okay. All right, here's the deal. I got five teams that I honestly think could go to the Super Bowl in the AFC, and I got three that can go in the NFC. Let's go over the five teams I got. And I'll go through who I think could win in the AFC in a second. The five teams I got is Buffalo, Houston, the Chargers, Denver, and probably the winner of the Steeler-Ravens game, but more or less if it's Baltimore. If it's Baltimore, that's five, but if it's Pittsburgh, I would just say four. Now, I really just have really two teams from the AFC that could win the Super Bowl, and that would be Buffalo and Houston. Those are the only two, mainly because Houston has the best defense. Them in Philadelphia and in Seattle, those top-notch defenses have no problem with that. Buffalo has the best player in sports in Josh Allen. So that's what I would say for that. On the NFC side, I have only three teams. I got Philadelphia, the Rams, and Seattle. And the only two teams I could see winning it is really Philadelphia and the Rams. Now, here's the reason why I've canceled out a lot of other teams and I wasn't real big on these other teams. Anybody that has a fourth-place schedule, I'm not very high on. That includes San Francisco, New England, and we're talking about Chicago. Those three teams, they're out of it, okay? Anybody who teams who are playoff-tested, Houston is very playoff-tested. What a lot of people don't like to talk about with C.J. Stroud is, this is 3 years he's been in the league, 3 years he's been playoff tested. If he wins, he's building a playoff resume. He's doing something where he's building a playoff resume, and it comes in sections. I think they have the best defense to rival Buffalo. Buffalo playing New England, that first game is going to be dynamite. I just feel Buffalo's going to win because I think – and they'll ride this off because if Buffalo don't get to the Super Bowl this year, they may not ever get there. It's their best chance of getting there and possibly win it. In the NFC side, Philadelphia, to me, proved that they're the best team in the NFL yesterday. I don't care what anybody says. They proved to me that they're the best team in the NFL. Chris, let me ask you something. Everybody that they faced away from home, they beat them. For exception of Chargers, and I think that was Jalen Hurts, that was his fault. And he wouldn't own that and stuff. But other than that, they beat Green Bay. They beat Tampa Bay. They beat the Chiefs. And they beat Buffalo. I mean, you know, so how am I wrong? Tell me where I'm wrong.
I'm going to tell you where you're wrong, and I'm going to let you go. But I appreciate the phone call and good explanation. I'm going to tell you where you're wrong. Okay? Here's the deal. The Philadelphia Eagles, and I meant to execute this earlier, but my computer is just giving me all sorts of issues right now, and it won't stop swapping windows here. The Philadelphia Eagles yesterday All right. Once again, did what they seemingly have done down the stretch at Dallas before Thanksgiving. Up 21-0, not a peep after the middle of the second quarter. Then they get run all over by the Chicago Bears. Offense not as big of a problem in that game, but still not good. All right? Then they come out on last Saturday, they're not that impressive in the first half. And then they just wake up at halftime and kick the snot out of the Commanders' defense, right? And then yesterday, the Eagles, granted, in a tough spot, freezing rain, on the road, good team, but not a great Buffalo defense. That's not a great Buffalo defense. It's a good Buffalo defense. It's not a great Buffalo defense. They're up 13-0 at the half, right? 13-0 at the half. And here's the number that I wanted to give you. Jalen Hurts at the half, and this is part of the problem that I'm talking about here with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? And it's not just like one game that this happens. He was 13 of 20 for a buck 10 and a touchdown. 13 of 20 for a buck 10 and a touchdown. In the first half, when they're up 13-0, I should say. Okay? They finished, did Jalen Hurts, 13 of 27. He didn't complete a pass in the second half. Not a pass. Not a single yard. It is impossible to be that bad. To be that inefficient. And it's not one time for Jalen Hurts. It's from the middle of the second quarter on in Dallas before Thanksgiving. It's spotty against the Bears. It's meh first half against the Commanders. And pretty darn good in the second half. And I'll give him that. When he's on, he's on. I've said this all year, all offseason. Jalen Hurts is a playoff quarterback. But even now, even with the reality staring me in the face that, yes, he could wake up, flip the switch, and be great again come postseason time, as he's been a couple of times, it's hard to have any level of confidence. Like, this isn't the first time that he's been anemic in a half for a large stretch. It is impossible. It's impossible to be as bad as the Eagles' offense has been for halves, if not more, of games. Here's their possession chart in the second half, after being up 13-0, a touchdown and two field goals, on the road in Buffalo. Here's their possession chart. 5 plays, 13 yards, punt. 3 plays, no yards, punt. Next possession, 3 plays, 2 yards, punt. Next possession, fourth quarter, 3 plays, 4 yards, punt. Next possession, still in the fourth quarter, 3 plays, negative 2 yards, punt. Next possession, 1 play, the kneel down, end of game. 5 legitimate possessions. 5. And they ran 17 plays and had 16 net yards. And he didn't have one single completion or one single passing yard. Now, you want to talk to me about their defense being awesome? Got it. And I think that's Mark's point. And certainly they can come alive with Saquon and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert. Sure. I got it. And their offensive line is not the same. I got it all. And Jalen will be great during the playoffs, all of that. But this is all-time bad at times. Like, this is a long stretch of games where he's not only not good, but where he's terrible, where he's non-existent, where their offense is non-existent. I just gave you all sorts of examples. Hard for me to pick the Eagles this year. even as good as that defense is, at some point the cookie crumbles. At some point, you can't ask them to bail you out for every situation. All right, we'll get back to you. Your calls coming up. I see y'all. We'll start with Athens and Annapolis, Chris in Maryland, Lapp in D.C., and more. 301-230-0980. Yeah, the Eagles are screwed, man. I mean, and Nick Sirianni talking all sorts of smack coming up the tunnel. Shut up, dude.
They couldn't. The good luck bunny. They had the good luck bunny. That didn't help them out at all.
What's the wait? I'm missing that.
The good luck bunny in their locker room.
For the Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I
that
didn't
was a
see
couple
that.
Weeks ago.
Oh, okay,
where they
I didn't
had
see
like
that
a,
story.
An inflatable bunny.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, that was in the locker room. I don't know. I only saw like the Twitter stuff, so I don't know what the actual purpose is. I didn't read into it too much, but I just know that they had an inflatable bunny, and it was called the good luck bunny. So
I'm gonna have to look up the because I have not heard this. I'm gonna have to look up about the inflatable bunny. I just don't want anybody to think I'm doing anything weird on my web browser, you know?
Remember our conversation about Jalen Hurts versus Dak Prescott before the season? Remember that?
Probably where I said, hey, man, Jalen Hurts is better than Dak Prescott now because Dak's always injured and Jalen is up and down in the regular season but great in the postseason?
Yes. Precisely.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't back down from that, but it, with the exception of he's worse at the end of this regular season than he ever has been.
Yeah.
Worse. Way worse. Non-existent.
It's so hard because the Eagles have so much talent, too. It's like
That's what I'm saying.
It's like an all-star roster.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he's playing with, like, a bunch of seventh graders, for God's sakes. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Just finishing up on the Eagles here. They had so we told you about the futility yesterday in the second half and brutal. Going back to the Sunday before Thanksgiving, Cowboy B, they were up, what, 21-0, kicking your team's ass, and then just literally fell asleep at the wheel midway through the second quarter, never to be seen from or heard from again. Last week, here, Saturday afternoon, against the awful Commanders, they scored 7 points in the first quarter Nothing in the second quarter. They're now 10-7 at the half. In the first half, again, this is not always the second half like it was against Dallas, like it was yesterday against Buffalo. Sometimes it's the first half. But in the first half, 7 points, they were 0-for-3 on third down. They did have 183 net yards, which I suppose is not bad. But 7 points, right? I mean, it's not awful, but it's not good. Not good. Did they wake up in the second half? Yes. Congratulations. Would you like a consolation trophy? And look, it's okay if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl this year. They won it last year. It's a sport designed to accentuate mediocrity, average. And yet America loves it. America just can't get enough of it. Okay? Real quickly, here was the thing that I wanted to tell you about the Commanders that I teased at the top of the 2 o'clock hour that, as usual, I forgot to execute on right away. The NFL, in all of its infinite wisdom, could have done us a solid. It could have done us a solid.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Scheduling. You have a problem with the scheduling.
Now, why would you say something like that, AMAC?
I don't know when the Commanders game. No, I do. I do. It's 4:25. It's after the Giants game on Sunday. Why is that an issue for Chris Russell is what I'm eager to figure out.
Okay. I'm here to tell you why.
Yes.
From a completely selfish perspective, number one, I'd much rather watch in the 4:25 window games that actually matter.
Fair.
Two, when you have a team in a situation as brutal as the Commanders are, and there's no other way to describe it, they are a 4-win team playing out the string. They play hard. They're competitive. But like the Eagles on offense, they disappear for halves at a time. Remember, they disappear for halves at a time. They were awful in the first half on Thursday against Christmas, against the dopey Cowboys. Much better in the second half. They were awful against the Chiefs in the second half. They were awful against the Seahawks in the first half. They were awful against the Vikings, well, pretty much throughout. But really bad in the second half. You want me to keep going? I can keep going. Okay, my point being is, 4:25 on Sunday. That game had 4:30 Saturday afternoon written all over it. Big market, Philadelphia playing for seeding. That had something written all over it. Short week, yeah, who cares? 4:30 Saturday. Get the misery over. But let everybody go home.
These games are on Saturday are actually like mean something to both teams.
Yeah.
Or all four teams playing.
Yeah.
You're actually,
they shouldn't be playing on short weeks, number one.
Okay.
Number two, we should put games that don't mean as much in the non-traditional windows. I think. And we should recognize that the longer we have to suffer watching the Commanders, we have to wait until 7:30 on Sunday night to get finality to the suffering. That's torture. When do the Giants play? 1 o'clock on Sunday?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
I mean, at least they're over by 4:05, baby.
Yeah.
They're on vacation. Grab the golf clubs. Get the number two pick already greased up. Yeah. Fire. Get the Joe Shane firing paperwork ready to go.
I don't know how true this is. There have been a number of Giants beat reporters that said if the Giants lose and Oakland wins, or Oakland, wow, throwback.
Vegas.
Las Vegas wins, we still get the number one pick. Don't know how. Sure, there's some division tiebreakers in there or something.
Well, because it's not based on head-to-head tiebreakers.
No.
It's based on strength of schedule.
Mm.
So I have to figure it out, but yes, I believe that is still an option.
Yeah.
But the Giants did a lot of damage to them getting the number one overall pick by just winning a game yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Never mind beating the Raiders and beating them badly.
Yeah.
So, all right. I wanted to grab a call before the bottom of the hour. Let's get to our guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis. Double A, MCO, how are you, pal?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Is the Thai guy in the house today?
He is. He is. He's very upset that Grant Paulson is not here when he said he would be there. You know, that CK's not here. And also that I won't give him more ham and cheese when he's got a full turkey and cheese wrap just waiting for him to eat.
Well, he was looking to, I guess, give out extra autographs today, and CK and Grant are not there, so maybe next time.
Yeah,
you know, Chris, I would just say this. I mean, Belichick is like one of the greatest coaches. He's on the, you know, on the top 10, and yeah, you could argue the stats and everything, but you could also argue his stats pre-Tom Brady and post-Tom Brady, and look at the division the Patriots played in with Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets, the most non-competitive division for at least 15 years that were in there. I mean, the Jets, I think the Jets' last playoff appearance might have been under Rex Ryan. I don't know if that's true or not, but it was like 09.
Yeah, it's 15 years. It was when they went back. I think the last time they made the playoffs, period, was the 2 years they went back-to-back to the AFC title game, lost both under Rex Ryan. Unless there was a year right after that they made the playoffs and didn't go to the AFC title game, that I would have to check. But it's been, I believe it's 15 years since they've made the playoffs, which in a league of, again, absolute mediocrity, absolute awful parity, it's really hard to be that bad. Really hard to be that bad.
Yeah. I mean, when you start out your division 5-1, essentially, before the season starts each year, like they might have lost one game to one of those three opponents and then beat them the other five. Of course, you're going to, you know, have the edge going into the postseason. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to give him his flowers. Yeah, he's been great. I just don't think, though, that everybody he's as great as everybody makes him out to be. Yeah, he's got the hardware to go with it. But he also had the greatest quarterback of all time to go with least competitive division.
More than fair.
And I would just say, because, you know, you're talking about radio, we could use like a radio analysis here, okay? It's fair to say that you've coached up Linnell for years, okay? And Linus goes live on his own tonight. Late night radio is going to be like hell on wheels, okay? He even got like Mark in Largo, who brags about being his dad. Okay, I'm Linnell's dad, my son Linnell. I mean, consider the source, okay? But you can only lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink it, okay? Now Linnell's got to swim in the ocean now that he's on his own. No more training wheels with Papa Bear Russell, you know, cleaning up his messes for him and covering for him and everything. So it's about coaching, yeah, but you also got to have the players. Like Linnell has the talent. Now he's got to go out and execute. So I think it goes both ways.
So basically what you're saying is my soliloquy about coaching being, yes, a factor, yes, accentuating, but you've got to have the horses that actually drink the water or execute, or you've got to have the horses to be able to run the race, right? That's the point.
Exactly. We don't want Linnell to be George Pickens. We want him to go out there and be the good one. Now there is bad coaching, like with what the Junkies did to Dr. Sabah last week. That was just horrible, and that could like ruin somebody's career. But she's strong and will bounce back from it. So you know it goes both ways at the end of the day.
There you go. I appreciate you, Double A. Good to see you on Saturday as well. And speaking of which, I'm just looking at the promo for Linnell's new national show. I mean, he's got the image shot that they did at Westwood One Sports. He's got a video attached to it. Tonight, the debut of my brand new national show, Westwood One Sports Night, baby. Yeah. Nell. He's leaving us all in the dust. He doesn't care about us anymore. He's off to bigger and better things. I'm sure I won't get a thank you for all the time that I've put in nurturing him. Just a thank you. I don't want any money. Just a thank you. That made you laugh, didn't it, AMAC?
Yeah, man. It's just like, it's so bitter. It's just I'm so bitter. Yes.
I'm so bitter. Yeah. Oh, I'm so bitter.
Because it's just like it's not just like a thank you. There has to be like a little droplet of like, I'm sure I don't get what I deserve. It's funny though. It's funny.
Listen, all I want is, you know, like in the mob, right? Where you know, like,
oh boy,
you can't say the wrong thing, right? You can't like humiliate somebody or you're going to get whacked,
mm-hmm.
right? In this case, I ain't whacking anybody, right? I'm not really the mob. But if I'm like the crime boss, if I'm like the mob boss, I just want him to pay his proper respects. I want him to, you know, give me a call and say, hey, you know what, man?
Come kiss the ring.
Yeah. I'm really appreciative of all the time and effort and energy and love you poured into me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm big time now. I'm making twice the amount of money that you are. I'm big time. You know? Maybe that could still happen, but I doubt it. 301-23. Somebody out there is going to take that seriously and think that, like, I really, really am being, like, sincere about that. Oh. I try and bust chops to keep it light in a sea of depression. I want to make people laugh and want to get under people's skin from time to time and agitate and wake you up and get you out of your slumber, get you out of your coma. That's all. That's it. All right, time for a trending alert quickly, and then more of your calls, I promise, coming right at you. All right, Monday Night Football tonight. It is the Los Angeles Rams and Sean McVay against Raheem Morris, his former defensive coordinator and a Super Bowl champion with the Rams and the Atlanta Falcons. It's Kirk Cousins versus Sean McVay. The two made sweet music here in Washington for a number of years, and it's yours on the Team 980. Kickoff right around 8:15 from Atlanta. Meanwhile, Marcus Freeman, the Notre Dame head coach, says he's not going anywhere. He's staying at Notre Dame in South Bend for the 2026 season, agreeing to an adjusted contract. In addition, USC's Lincoln Riley, he's blaming Notre Dame for ending their annual rivalry series, saying that Notre Dame failed to follow through on its pledge to play the Trojans, quote, anytime, anywhere, rapidly rejecting, he said, their historic season, series, in 2026 and 2027. Of course, USC getting ready to play in the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio, while Notre Dame went home with their tail tucked between their legs. And yes, they will not play for the next couple of years at least. And tonight, the Caps, with a chance to upend the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers, 2015-2. Caps off the overtime win Saturday night in New Jersey when they got back to work. Tonight at 7 o'clock, 6:45, right on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Oh, this show is off the rails behind the scenes, man. Instead of talking football, all I want is Linnell to come in on his knees. Well, like not, you know, just begging and thanking me and praising me. Like, you know.
I'm sorry. How long was that playing? Hey, let's pull that back the curtain. I went to the bathroom for a little bit.
15 seconds, maybe? 15?
Okay, that's not
yeah,
too bad.
I looked over when I heard the imaging, and I was like, wait, there's no AMAC.
Mm-hmm. Cowboy B left.
Cowboy B is MIA as usual.
Yeah.
And, like, what am I supposed to do here? If I turn on my microphone, it ain't going to work. And then I said something incredibly awkward about Linnell, And we had like a pirateless ship, but I'd rather be talking about fun things than football games that don't matter and nobody cares about. That's all. By the way, so the Commanders cannot pick lower than seventh by virtue of their 4-13, 4-12. Oh, they're so bad. 4-12. So here's the deal. The Giants right now, the Giants got their third win yesterday or their second? Third win yesterday, right?
Third, yep.
Right. So the Raiders are right now in the number one pick at 2-14. The Giants are 3-13. The Jets are 3-13. You want to talk about misery in New York? Oof. And it's been an awful last 10-plus years for both teams. The Titans are 3-13. The Arizona Cardinals are 3-13. Cleveland, by virtue of their win yesterday over Pittsburgh, is 4-12. The Commanders are 4-12. So, basically, if the... how does this work here? If the Giants beat Dallas, they would have a fourth win. They would be 4-13. If the Commanders lose to the Eagles, they would be 4-13. I think the strength of schedule would work out so that the Giants still finished ahead of the Commanders, even though they have the same record, and yes, the Commanders swept them. It's really strength of schedule. Right now it's at, and this was before the Raiders game, so again, I have to get some updated numbers. The Giants' strength of schedule was like 530. The Commanders was 504. Now, again, that's with the Commanders week 16 games. The Giants... at this record had only played 15, so I got to figure out what the Raiders' win did to their strength of schedule. Here's what I know. The Raiders suck. They're 2-14. They've got the number one overall pick. Unless they find a way to win, the Giants lose to the Cowboys, then, yeah, I think the scenario is that the Giants would finish ahead of the Raiders. But nevertheless, in order for the Commanders, who again have secured at least the 7th overall pick, to move up, Cleveland at 4-12 with a 494 strength of schedule compared to 504 for Washington, Cleveland would have to win. And the Commanders would have to lose to drop to 4-13. Cleveland would have to win in order to go to 5-12 in order for Washington to leapfrog them. Arizona, if Washington loses to Philadelphia, and Philadelphia looks like might play their important players just because of seeding and whatever. If Arizona were to win and they're 4-13, it's possible that if the Washington Commanders also lose, that the Commanders could leapfrog Arizona, although hard to tell right now based on strength of schedule if that would definitively happen, but possibly. Tennessee, if they win, would be 4-13. Again, if Washington loses, if Tennessee and Arizona wins, they would be 4-13. If Cleveland loses, they're 4-13. But if they win, they're 5-12. You get the point here. The Jets, if they somehow find a way to win, they're 4-13. It's possible, not likely, that the Commanders could move all the way up. You know, people are saying to number 2. I don't know if I see that based on the strength of schedule numbers, but it's kind of an abstract formula as usual. The NFL could do nothing simple, right? And just have regular tiebreakers. It's got to be some convoluted strength of schedule thing. But at least I would say this. The NFL is the only league that currently rewards, not tanking, but rewards terrible play. So that's good. All right, let's get back to the phones and get to you. Let's go to Chris in Maryland, whose Falcons play tonight on Monday Night Football, and they've got some weird, convoluted, cockamamie route to the playoffs as well. Right, Chris?
Yeah, if you say so. But that last 5 minutes hurt my ears for a second when you're talking about, you know, at the beginning of the year, you started 2-0, and then you guys had high expectations. But, you know, what's wrong with a lot of fans, they're not realistic, you know? They don't.
Oh, you mean, you know, you mean the Commanders? No, they started 1-1. They started 1-0, 2-1, but not 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah, 1-0, and they, you know, had high hopes, and your running back had a good game, and you thought you had great running backs. But nah, I was making a comment, though. I was going to say, if you look at all the playoff teams this year, you got to highlight great coaching, Chris. Great coaching. If you go down every single team that has a chance to clinch the playoff position, you can't go by any of those teams and say it wasn't great coaching besides, well, even Baltimore and Pittsburgh, you know, like they deal with a lot of injuries too, but they got themselves in a position. But great coaching. If you go down every single team from Denver, New England, Jacksonville, Houston, great coaching. Because if you look at the Chargers, the Chargers roster, it's the way the Chargers should be doing what they're doing.
All right, let me ask you this. I acknowledge you when you say great coaching jobs, certainly a part of it. When you say it's because of great coaching, and that's like the primary reason or the exclusive reason or the only reason, whatever, that's where we disagree, okay? Number one. But number two, I would ask you this, okay? Is Andy Reid all of a sudden a bad coach because his team won 6 games this year?
Is Andy Reid a bad coach? No, Andy Reid's not a bad coach, but is Andy Reid this great coach that everybody praised him to be?
I mean, they make the playoffs and win and go to the Super Bowl every year except for this year.
When they lose, no, I'm not saying Andy is a bad coach, but Andy lost his – I'm saying the teams that's in the playoffs now – is great coaching, right?
Right. What I'm saying is if a team that always makes the playoffs and always makes the Super Bowl has a bad year this year, the Chiefs. They're sitting on 6-10. Does that make Andy Reid not a good coach, or that he didn't do a good coaching job?
It means that he got outcoached by greater coaches. But look what's the coaches in his division. Sean Payton, right? Great coach. I always thought he was a hell of an offensive coordinator. What else coach you got in there? What's the other team in there?
Do you think the Denver Broncos are an explosive offense under Sean Payton? No, not really.
I think Sean Payton coached his ass off that year, and I think that Harbaugh coached his tail off with the Chargers. Chargers is not great offensively, but he got his team in there. Denver is the same thing, but like if you ask me who do I think is going to win the Super Bowl this year, my money will be on I would take San Francisco in the NFC. San Francisco or Philly. Mm. Reason why Philly, because Philly been there, but San Francisco because of what Cal done over there. And guess what? They're only getting healthy, and they have the ability to. They have a great defensive coordinator, a great defensive mind coordinator, and he's going to put them in positions to succeed. But I'm not scared of the Rams because Rams going to get picked apart with their secondary. You're not scared of those. And if you get Baltimore in there, Baltimore sucked too. But guess what? When it get cold out there, you got to tackle Derrick Henry. There you go. There you go to your Super Bowl right there, the 49ers in Baltimore. But great coaching gets you in positions to win. Just like I told you guys about your coach here. Your coach is an average coach. He's not going to elevate this franchise. He's just an average coach. He got us to the Super Bowl because we had a hell of a roster, and he coached our team up. We didn't have stability in coaching, but when he came over there, he put that in there, and we went to the Super Bowl.
So again, Dan Quinn was good that year, but average, mediocre every other year.
Coach.
Okay,
he's a good coach. A good coach. He's an average coach.
Well, there's a difference between a good coach and an average coach. So you're saying he's an average coach, right?
Yeah, he's an average coach.
I disagree with you. I love you, Chris, but I disagree with you on that. I mean, just because I got to let you run because we're up against the clock. Just because Andy Reid, or let's use a better example, Todd Bowles, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose this Saturday against Carolina and finish 7-10 and lose 5 in a row to end the year, does not make Todd Bowles a bad coach. Things went horribly wrong in a 5-game stretch. Todd Bowles didn't forget how to coach overnight. He just didn't. Too much is put blame, credit on coaching, period. It's players. It's health. It's depth. It's execution. Coaching is like fourth or fifth on the list. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.